Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. All right, come on.
Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory be to God. Turn your expectation on. Elevate your expectation. The word you receive tonight is not only dependent upon the speaker that stands before you, but it is dependent upon the faith that you extend to receive the word that God has for you tonight. So elevate your expectations. Don't look at just what you see, but expect to receive divine impartation from God on high. Elevate, elevate, elevate. Increase your faith to receive the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. T, if you would, please. Thank you, sir. Well, I don't know about y'all. I'm excited. Woo, the word. It is good, good, good to dwell and to abide and to maintain a familiarity and an intimacy with the word of God. Because in doing so, you know who you are. You know what you have. You know what you're capable of. More important, you know what he's capable of and what he's willing to do, not only for you and in you, but also through you. Woo, glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. I am expecting a mighty, mighty, mighty word to go here forth tonight. So what are we going to talk about? Well, let's find out. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All right, if you have Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Romans. Chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believeth, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.